Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Deacon Scott.
Good evening.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's indeed a pleasure to be here online this evening. We could have been otherwise minded, as I always say, but to God be the glory. Amen. I just want to greet you well in the mighty name of Jesus. Just want to read some verses from Psalm 91. Right. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, hallelujah, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my strength, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Hallelujah. I will deliver him and honor him with a long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. If ever a time we need a promise from the Lord, if ever a time we need a word from the Lord, this is it. I wrap you around in Psalm 91. Everyone that is online tonight, every member of this group, I
Jesus,
wrap you in Psalm 91.
Amen.
No matter what storm clouds you're going through, no matter what affect
Amen.
Your sail, no matter what affect your journey to the Lamb of Calvary, no matter what it is that would bombard your mind from day after day, no matter what you see or what your mind would be tricking you into believing other than the word of God, I pray that this psalm will be your shield. It will comfort you. It will walk with you. It will be a whispering ears. It will be a whispering voice in your ears. Hallelujah. That will remind you of this great promise that he will give his angels charge over you. I speak it over your life this evening. I speak it over your family. I speak it over your children, over your job. I speak it over your entire life.
Jesus.
And I declare it that it be so.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we just want to greet you. We just want to acknowledge your presence. We just want to tell you that we love you. We just want to tell you, mighty God, that our strength at best is weak and we cannot do nothing on our own. And so we invite your holy presence. In fact, mighty God, we invoke your holy presence to be among us even now. We pray that you will show evidence of it in the way, mighty God, the teaching of your word would transfer from my heart to the heart of your people even now. We pray, mighty God, that everything that is unlike you will be broken, every yoke will be destroyed, and the platform will be set at liberty. In the name of Jesus, we break every spell, everything, mighty God, that the enemy would set up, everything to bombard our minds and our thought. We come against it with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Even now, we pray your anointing upon your people. Yes, mighty God, so that as your word would come, it will fit into our hearts like a perfect jigsaw puzzle. And Lord God, you in your glory will look down upon us and pour out your blessing upon us in a special way. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit be our guide even now,
in
as we
name
tell
of
you
Jesus
thanks
Christ
in
of
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Mighty God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You promised to set the captive free. You promised to loose, mighty God, every bond, everything, oh God, that would hold us captive. You promised to loose. And so even now, mighty God, whatever, hallelujah, each and every one of us would be going through, mighty God, I pray that you will intervene even now. I pray that you will lift every load, every weight that so easily beset us. Cause us, mighty God, to have a focus upon you only even now, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forward to the things that are before, pressing towards the high calling. Hallelujah. We trample under feet every plan of Satan in the name of Jesus, and we decree and we declare that we are the children of the Most High God. We decree and we declare that you are our Father, and we shall lack nothing good. We decree and we declare that you shall be our butler. Yes, mighty God, you will take us safely through. Hallelujah. And so even now, mighty God, we pray that your holy presence will just saturate this place in the name of Jesus like none other before. Let the power of the Holy Ghost pour out upon us, just like in Acts chapter 2, mighty God, that we'll be in one accord, seeking a common purpose to know you, mighty God, and to let you be known. Let your life, mighty God, be seen in us and through us, and that we will be a better people, holding on to your everlasting arms, seeking you like never before, turning our eyes upon you, that we may behold you in your splendor.
Hallelujah.
And in your
Thank
glory,
you,
mighty
Jesus.
God, let your glory light upon this platform. In the name of
In the name
Jesus,
of
we have
Jesus,
waited
Christ
upon you for a
another.
long time, mighty God.
Mighty
We have been
God.
here every Saturday at our post, mighty God. And now, Lord God, I pray that you will move among your
In
candlesticks
Jesus'
in a very
name.
special way, mighty God.
Yes,
Let the
Lord.
fire of the Holy Ghost come now, even now, wherever we are, mighty God. And you, Lord God, will be glorified
In the
among
name
your
of
people
Jesus,
in Jesus' mighty
blessed be
name,
so
and for the
mighty God.
glory of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name,
Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
When
Hallelujah.
peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless
Yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you,
What
Holy
peace
Spirit.
it
We
is
bless
to
your
be in your
name, Lord.
presence.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God.
yes, mighty God. What peace
Hallelujah.
it is to find a
Hallelujah.
solace
Thank you, Jesus.
in the heart of our
Hallelujah.
storm. What peace it is,
Hallelujah.
mighty God, to
Hallelujah.
hold on to your unchanging hand as we go through life.
We bless your name,
what
Lord.
peace we find when we hang on to the unchanging hands of
Thank you, Lord.
God, when we recognize that we are not on our
Hallelujah.
own, but we belong
Yes,
to you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I speak on this platform
Hallelujah,
in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
I
Lord.
speak
We
sweet
surrender.
peace
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your
Thank
diseases.
you, mighty
I
God.
speak life
Thank you, Jesus.
in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Worthy,
Lord.
worthy.
I speak
Hallelujah.
good
Thank
health
you,
in the
Jesus.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Glory to God. We welcome
Hallelujah.
you
Thank you,
back
mighty
to
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord God. Name
Jesus.
among your
Let your
people, Lord.
presence
Welcome
dwell,
in
mighty
mighty God. At the end of
Hallelujah.
the day, reason with
Jesus.
us, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
to
Jesus.
God.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
reason with us, mighty God.
Yes,
Reason with
Lord.
us,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Reason with your people this evening,
Hallelujah. Thank
mighty
you, Lord.
God.
Glory to
Reason with us,
God. Hallelujah.
mighty God.
Thank
Show
you,
us great
Lord.
and mighty things that
Hallelujah.
we know it
Lord.
not of.
Hallelujah.
Show us some great
Jehovah,
things this
Jehovah,
evening.
Jehovah, God
Jesus, open our
Almighty.
eyes. Open
Praise
our
you
eyes.
tonight.
Show us great
Thank
and
you,
mighty
God, that
things,
we may
Lord.
see,
Ah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Show us great and mighty
That
things.
we may see
Oh,
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, we lay at your feet.
Hallelujah.
We break
Glory to
our
God.
alabaster box before you,
Yes,
mighty God.
yes.
Anything that means us any good that we
Hallelujah.
turn our eyes to, we pray that it will be diminished even now,
In the
mighty
name
God.
of
And we
Jesus.
will turn our eyes on you, mighty God.
Oh
We will
God,
look
oh
full in your
God.
wonderful face.
Thank you,
And the
Jesus.
things of this world will become strangely dim
Oh
in the
God,
light
oh
of
God.
your glory
Thank
and
you,
grace.
God
Let
Almighty
the
God.
fire of God, yes,
Hallelujah.
mighty God, enter our surrounding even
Oh, in
now.
the mighty
Fill
name
every
of
crevice and
Jesus.
every corner, mighty God.
Yes.
Anything, Lord God, that is against your word, that is
Oh
against
God,
your will,
I saw
we
your
come
son,
against
Lord
the
God
fire of the Holy Ghost. Any
Jesus,
weapon
Jesus,
that
Lord
is formed
God,
against us,
Lord
we
God.
declare that
Yes,
it shall not
Jesus.
prosper. We declare
Hallelujah.
life. We
Even
declare
now.
good
Thank
health. We
you. In the
declare
name of
strength. We
Jesus.
declare provision in
Oh
the name
God.
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Feel something
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
breaking. Feel
Glory to God.
something breaking in
Break
the
every
atmosphere
chain.
even now.
Hallelujah.
Feel something shackles.
Yes,
Feel some
Lord.
shackles
Almighty
falling off.
God.
In the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the
Feel
name of
something
Jesus.
coming your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something
Hallelujah.
good is about to
Jesus.
happen.
Thank you,
Mighty
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
mighty God.
you,
You are worthy, Jesus.
Lord.
You are
Thank
worthy.
you. Bless your name, mighty
You are
God.
worthy,
Thank
Holy Spirit.
you,
You are worthy.
Lord. Glory to your name,
You are worthy,
Jesus.
Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
You are
Lord.
worthy, mighty God. All to Jesus I surrender.
Jesus.
All to
Thank
you, Lord, we freely give.
you.
We will ever love and trust you,
Your
daily
presence,
in your
Lord.
presence live. We
Hallelujah.
surrender all to you,
Hallelujah.
mighty God.
Thank you,
All to you,
Jesus.
mighty God. We
Glory to
surrender all to you, not our
Hallelujah.
will, but your
Hallelujah.
will be done.
Thank you, mighty
Not
God.
our way, but your way. You are worthy of it all, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For from you, Lord, are all things, and to
Jesus.
you all things. You deserve the glory.
Jesus deserve the glory.
You
Hallelujah.
deserve the
You deserve
glory,
the
mighty
glory,
God.
Mighty
Thank you.
God.
We
Yes,
are
Lord.
naked and bare before you.
May your name be
We can't
magnified.
even walk
Glorified.
without you holding our hand.
Hallelujah.
Blessed
Jesus.
be your
If
name.
you
Thank
don't you,
come
Lord.
to our rescue, mighty
Hallelujah.
God, what can
Oh
we do?
God. Hallelujah.
We
Thank
can do
you,
nothing
Jesus. Yes,
without you,
Lord.
mighty
Have
God.
mercy on us,
Our
Almighty God.
righteousness
Yes,
before you is
Lord.
as filthy rags.
Oh Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We
Thank
need you,
you,
mighty God.
Jesus.
We have
Thank
been
you, Lord.
sailing through
Need you
stormy weather. We
forever.
need you,
Hallelujah.
mighty God. Our
Yes,
strength
Lord.
and mercy is weak.
Glory
We
to
just
God.
offer
Oh
ourselves
God.
into your hands
Righteousness
even now.
Jesus.
And we say, Spirit of the living
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
fall afresh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Fall
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
afresh, mighty God.
Yes,
Fall
Lord.
afresh,
Bless your
Jesus.
name. Hallelujah.
Spirit of
Yes,
the living
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
fall afresh
Thank
even
you,
now.
Lord.
Just
Thank
breathe
you,
upon
Lord.
us,
Yes,
mighty God.
Lord.
Let
Yes,
this
Lord.
breath
Thank
of
you.
God now
Jesus.
breathe upon us, Lord. Change
Jesus.
us
Lord.
inside
In our
out.
peace, Lord of
Come
Lords. Jesus,
Lord. Come,
change
cast
our
this
line of
side
judgment,
out, mighty
Jesus.
God.
We
Yes,
bless your
Lord.
name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Know
Thank
you
Jesus.
and the power of your
Yes,
resurrection
mighty
and the
God. Yes,
fellowship
mighty
of your
God.
suffering.
Yes,
Be made
Lord.
conformable
We
unto death, Jesus. To
Hallelujah.
know you, Jesus.
Yes,
Be
Lord.
know you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Oh God, purify us tonight, mighty God.
We
Purify
want to
our
know you,
hearts,
Lord. We
Lord.
want to know you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to
Oh,
know you, Jesus. We
no
want to
one knew
feel
the power
your
of your
presence, Jesus.
resurrection
We
and
want to
yes,
feel
Lord,
your
mighty
arms
God,
around us.
your
We want to
presence.
feel
Thank
you
you,
in a
Jesus.
different way, Lord God.
God,
You
thank you.
lifted up all of the
Hallelujah.
mountains, oh
Glory to
Jesus.
God.
We
Glory
want to
to God.
feel you.
Thank
We
you,
want to
Lord
feel your
Jesus.
heartbeat. We want to
Yes,
know, Lord God, that we are in your
Lord.
will and your
Your
purpose, your
presence,
perfect will
Lord.
for our lives, Jesus.
Oh,
We want
God,
to know that we are walking
glory
in
to the
faith.
person
We
of
want to know, mighty God, that we are adhering
the
to your
word,
words. We
Lord.
want to know, mighty
Thank
God,
God
that we
that
are
you fit
pleasing
our hearts tonight. In the
you.
name
Yes,
of
Lord. We
Jesus.
want to
Yes,
know
Lord.
that
Thank you,
we are
Lord
pleasing you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
you,
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And
Glory
how
to
to
God.
please you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Thank
Lord.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Glory
Jesus.
to
Glory
Glory to God.
to
Hallelujah.
your ritual.
Hallelujah.
Don't want this to
Hallelujah.
be, mighty God.
Thank you,
A
Jesus.
ritual.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Examine us,
Glory
mighty
to our
God.
King.
Examine our heart.
Sacrifice, Lord.
That
We've
oh,
been
we repent. We
following
repent as a ministry. We repent,
you.
Holy God. We
Thank you,
repent.
Jesus.
Have
Empty
mercy,
me,
Lord.
oh
We
God.
just want to know you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Forgive
Oh
us where
God,
we fall
thank you.
short, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
We want to know you, Jesus.
Oh
Search
God,
our hearts,
oh
oh
God,
Jehovah.
Almighty God, Salvation.
Oh
We
God,
want to know
know
you,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Our
Come
hearts,
on, my
Lord. Search
God.
our hearts.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
We want to
Lord.
know you, Lord.
Sanctify
Hallelujah.
us, Lord.
Glory
Purify
to
us, Lord
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. We want to know you,
Thank you,
Jesus. Great and mighty move from you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank
We want to know you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Want to come tonight, Lord. We want to hear from you.
Oh
We want to know you, Lord. Experience you, Lord God Almighty. Be humble, Lord God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Your presence, Lord,
Thank
with
you,
you, that we may attract you, that you may come and show up, mighty God.
Holy Spirit, have
You
your way
cause
tonight.
us, Lord God
I'm with you
Almighty,
in heaven.
this encounter with you,
I'm with
Lord
you
Jesus.
when you're going out and you're
Thank
coming
you,
in.
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. I
Jesus.
am with you when you're in
Hallelujah.
your secret places.
Thank you,
I am
Jesus.
with you when you're in the marketplace. I
Jesus.
am the silent listener to every secret, every voice I hear. And I'm looking down at you, my people.
Hallelujah,
I've
Jesus.
seen the intents of your heart. I know
Oh.
your desires. I know you want to know me. I know that sometimes I may seem strange. I know that sometimes I may feel like I have been hidden. But my people, as you traverse and as you go through life
Jesus.
and as you reach the end of your journey, and when you shall see me face to face, you would have known that no part of your life has been a secret from me. I know and I take note of you. I am personal to you, my people. And today, as you call out for more, I am pouring out into the camp new wine for the strength for your
Jesus.
days ahead. I've seen the distress of some that are here this evening. I have seen the calamity that has come in their way, but I have turned it away because I realize and I know. Oh, Jesus, the cry of your heart. And so, even now, be of good cheer. The Lord your God
I am here. I am here. I am here. Thus saith the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you,
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank
Lord.
you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name,
Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We
Hallelujah.
worship you, God. We adore you. We lift your
Hallelujah.
name on high, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just move in this
Glory
place,
to
our
Hallelujah.
searches, Lord.
Thank you,
Cleanse us,
Jesus.
purify us.
Thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
help us, dear God,
Thank
that
you,
we'll be
Lord.
clean
Thank
vessels, dear
you,
God, so you
Jesus.
can
We
pour
worship
in
your name,
and
Lord. Thank you,
manifest
Jesus.
through us,
Thank you for
Almighty
your
Father.
word, Lord.
Father
Jesus,
God, we
we
avail
praise
ourselves
your
to you,
Lord.
Lord God. Please
Hallelujah.
take control.
Hallelujah.
Father God,
Lord,
move
thank
on,
you,
strengthen us, God.
Jesus. Thank you,
Be
Lord.
mindful of our mind and
Thank
mind,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Let all
Thank
be
you,
known to
Jesus.
pretend
Hallelujah.
anyway, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Come
Jesus.
on to real in front of
Hallelujah.
you.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, thank you. We bless your
Hallelujah.
name. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
thank you, Hallelujah.
Jesus.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah.
Bless
Praise
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
Yes,
you.
I don't know where my sound went.
You can't hear yourself.
Yeah, it seems like it switched the camera, the mic that I was using, but all right, no problem. As long as I can hear me. Last week, rather the week before, we were looking at Romans chapter 1. And from that meeting, we look at suppressing the truth. And Paul reprimanded the church in Rome that they were suppressing the truth and that they were actively holding down what they know to be true, right? They suppress the truth. We look at the wrath of God, and we would see from that we don't want to be under the wrath of God. It's like you're on earth, but your life is a living hell. Anyone remember that? Yes.
Amen.
Yes, you're here on earth, but your life is a living hell. The wrath of God is upon you. And we looked at God has not hide himself from anyone, but the knowledge of God is all over in general revelation. Right? God has re revealed himself to us through creation.
Natural.
Yes, and through our conscience. It was three things that we said that God would reveal himself through. Through creation, through conscience. And anyone remember the third one? Providence. Yes, he revealed himself through providence. And that's where he always preserving creation, providing rain for the just and the unjust. Remember, fruitful seasons, the
Yes.
food, life, demonstrating his goodness and active involvement that is known as common grace. He shows common grace to everyone.
Love, grace,
Yes. And
love.
apart from general revelation, what's the other revelation that God has given to us?
Natural.
Another one?
Natural revelation.
Is it
No.
personal?
No, special. Special
Special, yeah.
revelation. Yeah, so general revelation, he shows himself to the whole wide world.
That is natural.
Yes. And then special revelation is you have to go into the Bible, into the Word of Almighty God. It's disclosed in scriptures. Amen. And we looked at and we said that general revelation is not sufficient
To save you.
to save you, but it is sufficient to make you accountable for your
Yes,
wrongdoing.
aware of God.
Yes, it cannot save you, but what can save is a special revelation through the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Yes, and we look at and we say that sin is a rejection, is a great exchange. So
God's
you
truth.
exchange the truth
For our
of
life.
God for a lie. You're rejecting God's sin. You're changing your praise. You're not concentrating your praise. You're not centering your praise on Jesus anymore. But you find something else. So misplace or misalign your faith and your praise too. Whether it's going to be the natural things that you have in life here that comes from the Creator. So you turn your praise to the creature, the creation instead of the Creator. So you kind of allocate your praise in a different flow. And we say that sin always spiral downwards. It get deeper and deeper. It doesn't just remain surface level. It gets deep until it affects even your health. It goes deep. Amen. So this week we're going to look at Romans chapter 2. And this is where Paul would shift from calling out of your sin. You remember in the last part of chapter 1, he was calling out the sins, lying, stealing. He was calling out adultery, murder, strifes, lasciviousness, maliciousness, gossip, slander, haters of God, the proud, the boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish. And he was calling those sin and saying that the Gentile were committing those sins. You remember that, right? He said
Yes.
Gentiles were committing those sins. And he was speaking to an audience that was mostly Jewish. And he was saying that the Gentiles were committing those. So you can imagine you being for instance, you were a Jew and you were hearing Paul, the great apostle, the one that you have known to, that has started many churches, planted many churches, that has had an encounter with God himself. They know about Paul. They know about Paul. They heard about Paul. Now they are getting this letter and they are reading this letter from Paul. And Paul was concentrating then on the Gentile and saying that they're doing all of these sins. And you being a Jew, you'd sit down so complacent and so comfortable because he's not talking about anything that you are doing. A matter of fact, he started the letter by praising you, saying that your faith is recorded all over the world. And Rome was the entire, you have to say Rome was like the center of the world right there and then. And say your faith has been recorded all over the world. So that's like a commendation to them. So they're listening now, Paul now blasting up the Gentile. And they would say, okay, we are in good stead. But here Paul now turn the spotlight on them, the Jew, and he would be confronting a more delicate problem, as a problem of self-righteousness. The Jew were very self-righteous. This is a very powerful chapter because it challenges people who think they are doing fine spiritually. It challenges people that think they know it all and that they need no more grace. They have gotten all the grace that they can get already. And it points to us so much as believers, especially as leaders. It points to us because the more you're exposed to the light of God, to the word of Almighty God, is the more that is expected of you. and from you. The more you know is the more you should do. You know, you didn't get faith, you didn't get saved by doing, but you get saved through grace. But when you get saved, do good works. Don't just sit down idle by and say, okay, you don't need to do nothing. You know, you need to do good works. Good works should be produced from your life. Don't hold down the truth, you know, but release it into the atmosphere. If you know something to be true, speak of it. Amen. We're going to take it in bits. Romans chapter 2, 1 to 11. Do have anyone that is there and is able to read? Romans chapter 2, 1 to 11.
Amen. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. Sorry, let me start again. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doeth the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there's no respect of persons with God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Camille. This little bit speak about God's judgment. It's impartial. You know, it's exposing the hypocrisy of those who condemn others while committing similar sin. You know, hypocrisy in judgment. So Paul would begins by directly confronting his audience. And as I said before, it was like mostly Jews. You know, and they would have heard him condemning the Gentiles in chapter the sins of the Gentiles in chapter 1. You know, and he was saying, therefore, you have no excuse, O man. Any one of you judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because the judge practice the very same thing. You that judge, who judge, practice the very same things. You know, this hypocrisy doesn't exempt anyone from judgment. It self-incriminates the judge. You know, so you who judge, it's like incriminates you. You know, maybe you may be saying that your sin, you're not committing the same sin that they are committing. You know, and whatsoever, but sin, S-I-N, spell S-I-N, whichever way you take it. You know, so there's no big sin or little sin. Sin is sin. You transgress the law, you transgress one of the law, you transgress them all. So judging others does not make you righteous? Does that make one righteous when you judge others? It just simply expose your own guilt. And when your time come, it will be worse than even the very person that you judge. We also should be mindful that God's judgment is based on truth. It's not on partiality. He knows every single sin. He knows everything that you and I been doing. So, and he doesn't know in part. He knows completely everything. And it operates, God's judgment operates according to truth. God would show no partiality, as he said in verse 11, no partiality. And he has no favoritism based on ethnicity, based on heritage or religious privileges. So no matter who you are, rabbi or pastor or bishop or whoever, there is no partiality in God's judgment. So you don't get a leeway or a get out of jail free card because you serve in the church. You doesn't get a get out of well free card because you preach to others. Because it's possible that you can preach to others and you yourself and preach out yourself. You can tell others all the good things that they should do, but at the same time, you're not, at the same time, you yourself are not practicing them. You're speaking them, but you're not practicing it. So that doesn't give you a get out of well free card because you're preaching or you're witnessing or you're doing the things that you should do. But you, in your heart, it is far from you. The judgment of God is according to deeds, is according to what you and I do. He will render to each other according to his works, that according to your works. Verse 6, verse 7 to 9 to 8 would say, would detail the possible outcome of your deeds. So if you sow evil, you will reap evil. Like eternal life for patient good doers seeking glory versus wrath for self-seeking and unrighteous. This emphasizes deeds as evidence of heart condition, not a work-based salvation. It's not a work-based salvation, but is evidence of the condition of your heart. So truth, faith, practice produces action. True faith produces action. When you're rooted and grounded, when you know that your faith conquers all, it produces action. When you believe what the word of God tells you, when God give you a word, it doesn't give you a word and you receive that word by faith. It is not time for you to just lay down all arms. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to get up and work because true faith produces action. If God give you a word, send a word to you and say, if God send a word to you and say, Sister Jackie, you're going to pass your exam. You're doing studies now and you're going to pass your exam. Does that mean you should stop study? Because God say you're going to pass your exam. Does that mean you should just stop going to classes, stop taking notes, stop studying, stop, waking up late in the nights and study? No, it calls for deeper diligence. When you get a word, a confirmation word like that, it causes you to be more intentional about what you're doing. It causes you to be more focused because you know that you're fighting from a place of victory. You're fighting, you're doing your studies from a place of victory now. So you should be more, you should dig deeper. It should cause you to even stretch out yourself more because you know you're going to be victorious. God give you the word. Work harder. Yes. So not because you get that word. So yes, you're going to be able to cover your bills and you're going to be able to pay up your cards, your credit cards and whatever. You get that word. That doesn't mean you must just quit your job and stop working and say, okay, I'm going to look out through the window when somebody will come and give me that money to pay them. No, it calls for overtime. Go work overtime. It calls for you to go and dig deeper, get the promotions, get the do the qualifications so you can get a bigger reward. It doesn't call for that. So true faith produces action, action on your path. Amen. And also the judgment of God shows a universal accountability. You know, so tribulation and distress for evildoers, and glory, honor, and peace for people that are doing good. And Paul mentioned to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Why you think Paul, when Paul is writing this epistle, he always mentioned to the Jew first and also to the Greek? Anyone, why you think he always mentioned the Jew first and then the Greek? The Greek is the Gentile believers. Why you think so? Anyone?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Sister Grant.
I believe Paul addresses the Jews first because Jesus came to the Jews. And because the Jews didn't receive him, the Gentiles were took over where the Jews should have been active.
Amen. Yes, he always mentioned the Jew first because the Jew were the one who got the commandments from God, the very finger, the handwriting that is engraved on those 10 commandments. Those they got it. The Jew got it. They had the Pentateuch, the first five books of Moses. They study it, they know it inside out. You know, but the Gentile didn't get it like that. You know, the Gentile only get Paul would mention that the Gentile only get the commandments written on their hearts.
Their hearts.
Yeah, it was written on their hearts. So their conscience would tell that there is a God somewhere. The providence that they have would show that there is an impartial God somewhere. You know, when they look at natural revelation, general revelation, it will show that there is a God somewhere, even though they didn't have the special revelation, that is the word, the Pentateuch, the word of God, then they were still accountable, but Paul would mention them second because they didn't get it like the Jew, to whom much is given, much is required. You know, if you don't, if you know, the Bible said that if you know a thing and you don't do it, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. But if you don't know it and you don't do it, you're going to be beaten, but with few stripes.
May I interrupt?
Yes, go ahead, Sister
Do you
Grant.
remember when Jesus, when the Syrophoenician woman went to Jesus for healing for her daughter? And Jesus said, I'm taking the children's bread and giving it to dogs.
My God. Yes.
That's a very good example.
Yes. Yes. Taking the children's bread and give it to dog, because they would call the Gentile dogs. They would look down on them so much so. You know, that's why you see there's a contrast between the Jew then and the Samaritan. The Samaritan didn't have any name during that time. They would be looked down as a cast out. That's why Paul would write in one of his letters and said, "We are like the Gentiles are like a wild olive tree that is now engrafted in the true olive tree, in the
Amen.
true olive vine." You know, we are engrafted in it. You know, oh, what mercy God has shown us. You know, so we are now engrafted. And sometimes, you know, the engrafted plant tastes even better, the engrafted fruit even tastes better than even the natural fruit, you know. Even the one that they were engrafted in. It's like come out better and stronger. And you know, yes, so we have been shown mercy. So we are accountable. The Jew first, then to us. Verse 3 and 4 said that, "Oh, thinkest thou, O man, that judgest them that do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Hear what verse 4 say. I love this verse. It's a verse that I would want you to put to remembrance.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, first I was about to say first Romans. Romans 2 verse 4. Romans 2 verse 4 say, the goodness, not knowing that the goodness of God lead us to thee to repentance.
Repentance.
You know, a lot of people you'd be witnessing to them or be talking to them generally, and they would tell you how good God is, and they're not a
They're
Christian.
not saved.
They're
No.
not saved, and they would tell you how good God is.
Is to them.
Yes, to them and their family and stuff, how good God is. And they're not saved. They
They
don't
don't
even know church. They don't even know nothing, but they know that God is good. But the word of God says, Romans 2, verse 4, verse 4b, the goodness of God lead thee to repentance. When God is good to you, repent. It leads, it should lead you to a deeper commitment with Him. So some of the things that I would want us to take away from this is, don't spend your time. Don't spend our time. We should not spend our time condemning each other while ignoring our own sins. You know, don't, it's not worth it. Because when you're condemning somebody without, and you still have that beam in your own eye, taking out the moth out of a person's eye, a little speck, and leave the whole beam in your eye. You first condemn yourself. That's what Paul is saying. You condemn yourself first because your very thought of you in condemning others while you have the plank in your eye. You know, you have the plank in your eye and stuff, and you have the audacity now to condemn
They got the dot.
others.
They
Jesus
got
is
the
saying,
dot.
take out the
They
beam out of your eye so that you
beam.
can see clearly to remove the speck that is in the other person's eye.
That's right. Amen.
You know, so is a stay away. One of the things to make you a stronger Christian or a more vigilant Christian is to stay away from condemnation. He said, leave all, Jesus said, leave all judgment to me.
For me,
Don't go in the don't go in that route any at all. Don't go in the judgment route. Don't take the judgment seat.
yes,
You know? Don't take the judgment seat. Don't be the ones that condemn. Because when you judge others or condemn others, it weakens your faith. It weakens
amen.
as a believer. It stagnates your growth. It makes your growth in Christ being dwarfed.
Oh,
That
God.
means you create a dwarfed Christian in yourself because you cannot come. You cannot come in at all. Because you're standing in the judgment seat. And when you're in the judgment seat, you cannot see yourself. You're looking on to others and stuff. You don't even know what a clock has strike. Because you cannot, that's not your duty. That's not your role to judge. Paul would say in another part, he would say, "How dare you judge another's man's servant?" You know, let the Lord of that servant be the judge of that servant. You don't stand and judge another man's servant. We are God's husbandry. We are God's people. You know, all of us, we are God's people. Don't be pointing fingers at others because they might be doing a sin that is exploded in your eyes. But you may have a secret sin that God knows about, you know, and that other person's sin is exploding in your eyes because you see it as such great condemnation. When Nathan would go to David and say, the prophet Nathan would go to David and say, a man, I'm paraphrasing it. He say, a man have so much sheep or animals or whatever, and he see one other man have only one sheep,
Coveted.
and he take away and covet that
Yes,
one sheep and take it away from him. You know what? You know what do you think? Maybe he didn't even David didn't even wait for Nathan to ask the question. What would he do? David said, that man deserved to die. Imagine You have 100 sheep, and that man only have one, and you take away that one man's sheep, that man deserved death. And Nathan, Prophet Nathan
The door demand.
David and said, "Thou art the man."
Amen.
David was quick to condemn. He was quick to condemn the no-name person as to say that and give the man death.
That's judgment.
He
It's
passed judgment. And
a
Paul is saying
death
that you who
sentence.
pass
It
judgment,
sentences.
you who pass judgment on another, pass judgment on yourself first. You remember what happened to David after he passed that judgment on himself? He said
The
his sword will never leave your
your
house. His
house.
son that he had out of wedlock, his son that he had with Bathsheba, died in the process.
Amen.
Yeah, death comes. So don't be quick to condemn others because you don't know the cloud that hung over your life with your secret
Jesus,
sin,
have
your
mercy.
secret sin that you hug up and cherish so much. You know, the secret sin, you know, it's dangerous more than even the exposed one. A matter of fact, when you have a sin that is blooming in somebody else's life or in somebody else's eye, at least that person have a chance to rebuke you so you can change and break up your fallow ground. But when you have a sin that is so wicked and bad mind that is clouded up your judgment to God, and only God alone knows the heart and the wickedness that you have in there, you're in trouble. You
Oh,
are
God.
in trouble. You know,
Yes, Lord.
the other man's sin may be so exposed and be so flamboyant that everybody see it, but your sin, your secret sin, nobody know the grudgeful and the bad mind
God, man.
that you
Oh, God.
have clouded up. And
Thank you, Jesus.
when you are supposed to be there encouraging a brother or a sister when they're going through the calamity, inside your heart, you wish something worse could have happened to
Oh,
them,
God.
even though you're laying your hands on
Jesus.
them and praying with them. But the inward, the
Oh, God.
wickedness that you have in your heart against
Jesus.
that one brother or sister, you know, is dangerous. You know, that's why Paul is saying, Jews, you know, you have no excuse because you have a self-righteous,
Righteous.
you have a self-righteous fault. You know, when you go into synagogues, you put on the biggest phalanges, the phalanges, you know, is what they write the law. They would write the law around their neck.
Nick.
Yeah, they would put on that phalanges and put the law, write the law on it around their neck. And
Jesus.
they would walk with that, the Jews,
Sit
and they
right.
would go into the biggest synagogue. And it wasn't meant to be something extravagant, you know. But when the Jews think they start to, when the Jews think they start to smell themselves, they start to make a big phalanges, a big one, when they think they're more updated than the rest of people. They start to make a big phalanges so anybody can see it from far off. And their heart is not there.
God.
Knowing what is right does not make you righteous. Knowing what is right does not make one righteous. Because you can know what is right and you don't do it.
You don't do
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to know the word of God and work the word. Work the word.
the
Work the word of God. That's where the blessing comes in when you work the word. When you only know the word and you don't do it, you're worse than an hypocrite.
infidel.
Work the word, worse than an infidel. You know, being raised in a religious family, your grandmother could have been from the ten from the direct tribe of David. She could have be one of the right-hand person in the church, being so righteous. Or your mother, your grandmother, or your father, or whoever. That doesn't make you a Christian. It doesn't make you automatically right with God. It's an individual examination. If you live in a house and it has righteous people in it, and you are not walking You're not walking with God. You're walking afar off. You will enjoy some of the benefits of provision from God because no way, you're in the house. You're going to eat because God has provided. You're going to eat. You're going to sleep comfortable. You're going to live good. But that doesn't give you automatically right with God. Amen. God offers grace to everyone equally. He doesn't look at your background, your religious status, or what, but your grace. He gives us free grace. And Paul would have mentioned in the next chapter that no one keeps God's law perfectly. No one keeps God's law perfectly. Everyone needs salvation. All of us need salvation.
Amen.
And salvation would come through Christ Jesus, whose righteousness is credited to believers. Salvation comes through Christ Jesus, and Jesus's righteousness is credited to us as believers. We don't stand in our own righteousness. The word of God said that our righteousness is like
That's it,
filthy
you're
rags. We stand, we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God sees us through his son, Jesus. We are clothed in his righteousness. One of the prayer that we need to pray is, Lord, clothe me in your
right.
righteousness.
Yes, amen.
I need to stand in your righteousness. I need to be surrounded by your glory. I need to feel your presence with me. I need it to go before me. I realize that my righteousness is flawed. My righteousness is as filthy rags. It's filthy. And I need to stand in your righteousness.
Oh,
You know,
God.
that's what one of our prayers should be. You know, that we may be clothed upon in the garment of righteousness, Christ alone and Christ the solid rock. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we are at verse 11. We only read from 1 to 11. But I think what we have done so far is a whole lot to
Amen.
really digest before we touch on to chapter to 12 to 16
12.
or to 12 downward. It's a whole lot we have in these verses that Sister Camille would read for us. You know, it's a whole lot we have. And you know, let's just let that sink in. The self-righteous, the little sin, the little the you know, let that just sink in. Let's just get rid of our own faults before we try to examine others, examine ourselves. Let us just examine ourselves to see whether or not our actions are right and pleasing before God. Because we can be walking in error and we don't know. So I just want for us to just take this week, read back through Romans chapter 2, 1 to 11, and just let it sink deep in your heart. Let it just resonate. Let it just resonate there. Let it just live there so that we can grow from glory to glory, not condemning another, but to know that some of the sins that we are pointing fingers on, we were just like that one time, but we are now washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Allow someone else to feel the same welcoming feeling that you and I felt when we turn away from the worldly lust and desires that we used to live in. You know, we were slanderers, we were fornicators, adulterers, we were thieves, we were liars,
Oh,
we used to enjoy partying and reveling and
yes.
all of that. You know, we used to we
Things
used
were
to be so wayward in our
oh,
ways.
God.
Don't even want to wake up on a Sunday to go to church
Jesus.
or a Saturday or whichever day you worship. We don't want to even worship nor to pray. We were wayward one time.
Yes.
Let others receive the free
Ourselves.
gift of salvation by the life you and I live.
God
Don't
for
be
grace.
condemning them and stuff,
Hallelujah.
the handmaid that God's handmade. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory. Peace.
let the beauty of Jesus
Peace
be
seen
seen
in
in
me.
us.
Hallelujah.
Just let the
Thank you,
beauty of
Jesus.
Jesus, it does a lot when the unsaved can see the beauty of Jesus in you.
Over.
They start to confide in you. They start to tell you what they're going through. They start to tell you to pray for them when you're praying. You know, that's a plus in your life when an unsaved can come to you and say, oh, you know, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And I perceive that you're a man or a woman of God. I want you to pray for
Says,
me.
pray for
You
me.
know, I want you to pray for me. Which church did you attend? What that? You know, they start to question your spirituality and stuff because they see the light perpetually shining through you. And that's a plus. I want the beauty of Jesus to be seen in me. I
Says.
want the fullness of the Godhead to manifest itself inside of me so that my life can be effective in kingdom building. I
Thank
want
you.
God to use me. I
Praise
want Him to
God.
break me and to make me even and still. I want to see Him being glorified by the life I live.
Thank you,
That
Jesus.
should be our desire. That should be
Prayer for.
what
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
yearn for in
Hallelujah.
time like this. It's not easy, people of God. It's not
Thank you,
easy. It's not
Jesus.
easy. And we need him now more
More
than ever. Amen.
than.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Anyone
Jesus.
have anything to share before we close this segment off? Anyone? Anything to add? Anything?
Yes, Deacon. Just want to comment, you know, and on the chapter. It's so full of substance.
My God.
I was sitting here and I was just absorbing and I was just turning the light inwards, you know. And when we read the Word of God and it talks about condemnation, you know, how we talk about others, when we hear it now, it sounds like, how could people do this? But in reality, in actuality, it is so easy for us to lose ourselves. And, you know, if we're not intentional in renewing our minds, because there's the spirit man and there's the flesh, you know, and when the flesh, you know, comes up with certain emotions, it comes out, you know, through our mouths, you know. And for me, I'm just taking this in, looking into myself, seeing what I need to repent of, you know, what I need to change, and just allow myself to be pliable in the hands of Almighty God. And I, you know, it is easy to hear and to the very same thing that he's saying, it's easy to point fingers too, you know, but it takes a made up mind, it takes intentionality, because we're going to be tempted. I believe that we're going to be tempted. You know, Deacon Scott did say this, and Deacon shouldn't say this as a man of God. We're going to be tempted. And so it takes intentionality, I do believe, for us to say, you know, I'm not going to, let me not focus on that. Let me look on my own life. Let me examine my own self, because it's always easier to point to somebody else than it is to reflect. But it was a very meaningful study for me. I garnered much. And like I would have said earlier, and I'm not ashamed, it's introspection time for me. Amen. Because the word comes to bring transformation. Amen. And so as I took it for myself, I just want to encourage the others of us to do the same. Let us just look where we have fallen short and just repent. Let us go to the Lord that He may allow us to be, you know, molded and fashioned more in His likeness. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Yes, Sister Camille rightfully said, we will be judged. We will be judged, you know, and it will be judged by our faith and everything. People is going to point fingers and stuff. No matter how you try to walk circumspectly, fingers will be pointing at you. Your intention is to let your light so shine before men that they will see good works. And you mean well in doing what you're doing, but you will have people that are your audience that is looking for a way in you, which they can see that they see something in you that causes them don't that they don't want to serve God. You're presenting the facts why they should serve God, but you will have your audience or people that are around you would want to find something from what you say to cause them not to serve God. You have people like that. Remember the Jew when they were around Jesus, they were looking at a fault in Jesus to turn away from Jesus. They couldn't find nothing to condemn him on. So just like you and I, people are looking at our lives to see something in us that would credit them as not to serve God, if that makes sense to you. Yes, they would say that, oh, I'm not going down that church because sister such and such, brother such and such go down there. They are hypocrites down there and stuff. People looking on. So we have to be mindful of that. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Anyone else?
And we have to remember that as the word of God said, God looks on the man look on the outward appearance, but God look on the heart. So we must know God's standard is internal transformation. Amen.
Yes. My God. My God.
Yes,
Internal,
and
inside out.
change from the inside out.
Yes. Bless the Lord. All right. As we wrap up tonight, you may have noticed that a few of our members are absent this evening. Is not because of their negligence or anything like that. They have tendered their purpose or their intention for not being here this evening. Sister Thelma, Sister Heather, Sister Lisandra, Brother Emil, Sister Sandra. They are absent because they are in Jamaica attending funeral for our aunt. For my aunt,
My aunt,
your
sister,
sister-in-law.
yeah.
Yes. She died a couple weeks ago, months
Months.
ago. Yes, and shortly after that, we lost another. My aunt again,
My sister.
your sister in England. We lost her, and then a couple days after that, just a couple days ago. My cousin, that's your niece.
And my niece. Oh
Yes, she
God.
passed away. Three
Oh
of
God.
them, just like that.
Threesome.
Threesome, yeah,
Threesome.
just like that. And we have to be in much prayer, comforting the family at this time, that as we bereaved the passing of such loved ones. They cannot be replaced because their deeds that their has gone on before, and we just we are just looking at the things in their life that we could employ in our life to let it be more meaningful. Amen. And so the reminders for this week, on behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group. We take in all denominations, dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known through the authority of Scripture. We study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It's our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word. We are actively and personally sharing, or actively, personally and actively sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God. One person, one small group, one transformed life at a time. For those of you who were able to attend our midweek worship last Thursday, we had our monthly prayer meeting. It was an amazing time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you missed it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. This Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be having the preaching of the word. This will be done by our own sister Camille Prayer Hub, as she going into a different type of encounter with the Holy Spirit to tarry for that word, that it will be a rhema word, that as we listen to it, it will transform us inside out, and it will be substance for our walk with Him. Amen. And this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, and it's on this same link. Those of you who have been coming out on a Thursday, you can attest to the fact that it has been a tremendous blessing. We have grown so much. It's really stirred up the gift that God has placed in us. So if ever at all you are free on a Thursday, I don't have any other commitment, come on over, join with us, make it be intentional, to come and join with us. So we're looking forward to see you next Saturday at 8 for another Bible study, when we will finish Romans chapter 2. And we are in no rush to finish it. We are studying to show ourselves approved unto God. We want to know Him. We want to let the word form our lives. We don't want to rush it through and miss out important truth from it. We want to grow with the word in us. Amen. So we just want you to have a productive week, winning souls for Christ, and by the life you live and the word you speak. I'm now going to hand over to Sister Grant, who will close off for us in prayer and to do the benediction. Sister Grant, are you ready for us?
Yes. it's interesting that you are doing Romans, because in another Bible study, we have been doing Romans for quite a few weeks now, and it is a very powerful letter, and it's all about the grace of God. And so tonight, what we actually looked at was God is impartial. He's
Amen.
no respecter of person. We are not to be judgmental. Only God is able to judge, because He knows our hearts. And faith is God's, sorry, faith in God produces action. That means if you have faith in God, then you're going to show it by your deeds. And God's goodness leads us to repentance. Once we accept that God is good and He shows His goodness to us, then it leads us to repentance. And we should, for action, we should ask God to clothe us in His righteousness. And we are to give grace to others,
Yes.
because God showed His grace to us and is still being gracious to us. So we are to give grace to others. Look beyond their faults.
Amen.
And help us to see, help others to see Christ in us. I think Paul did say, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
My God.
And we are to ask God to help us not to be judgmental, because it's a very easy thing for us to do. So it should be our prayer, asking God to help us not to be judgmental.
Amen.
Amen.
I think that's the gist of what was said tonight.
Yes.
Okay, let us go to God in prayer.
Jesus.
Infinite God, holy God, we come into your presence now, Lord. Lord, we are not worthy that we should come to you.
Jesus.
But Father God, we
Jesus.
come in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We come in his righteousness. Father God, we thank you that we could set apart some time to get into your word at this time. Lord, we could be busy doing other activities.
Oh, God.
But Lord, we have set apart this time to get into your word and to rest in with you.
Yes,
because
Lord.
God, you give us rest, and this is one time, Lord, when we have rested in you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for your word tonight, and we thank you for every person who is on this platform. Lord,
oh,
we pray
God.
That each person would have gotten something
yes,
to go away with tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Father God, thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Help us, Father God, that as you point us out to us tonight, that we are not to be judgmental.
Oh, God.
Mighty God.
Rather, we are to give grace to others.
Yes,
and so, Father God, we cannot do it by ourselves. So we are asking you to give us the strength to be able to do it. Father God, as we come tonight, we pray for every person on this platform. Lord,
God.
I don't know every person on this platform, but you know everyone, God.
Oh,
and
God.
you know the heart of everyone. Father God, we ask for a gentle touch with your hand tonight upon every person here.
Oh, Jesus.
We pray, Lord, that you will help each one to embrace your love.
Hallelujah.
You show your love for us by dying for us. Greater
oh,
love
Jesus.
Has no man than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. You call us friends because
yes,
you
Lord.
Love us. And so, Father God, help us to embrace that friendship that you offer us.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we come tonight. We serve our risen Savior. And Father God, we thank you that your presence is with us tonight. Lord, we felt
yes,
your
Lord.
Presence. Father God, help us to bathe in your presence daily. Not just a one-time
Jesus.
Thing, but constantly walking with you, talking with you, getting into your word and hearing from you. Father God, we
thank
seek
you,
that
Jesus.
Transformation. And that transformation can only come to us as we get into your word.
Thank
study
you.
It, Lord, because the writer says we have to study to show ourselves approved. So,
Hallelujah.
Father, we just ask you tonight to continue to minister to us. Even when we leave this platform, Father God, we pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You'll continue to work in us. Because,
yes.
Lord, we know that you will draw us to you. Because you said if you'll be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you.
Mighty
and so
God.
Tonight we know you have that power is available, Father God. So we
yes,
just ask
Lord.
You, Lord, to
Hallelujah.
Reach out, God, and touch even someone on this platform tonight, God.
In
someone,
name,
Lord, who has not been walking the walk. God, we just
oh,
ask you
Jesus.
Tonight to minister to such a person.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we pray for every family.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Families are going through all sorts of things. But God, we know that you are able to help us when we get to the bottom of the pile. We know,
Mighty
God,
God,
you lift us up. We know you give us strength.
Lord
you
Jesus.
Give us grace. And Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah God. You are the Most High God. You are the God who sees all things. You know all things.
Seriously.
Father God, when you saw the lady when you saw
Agar,
when you saw Agar,
Jesus,
you told her that you knew her, you knew what she was going
God.
Through. So
yes,
we are like Agar tonight,
Jesus.
God, in many situations. God, we just ask you to help us to realize that you see us, you
Hallelujah.
Hear us, and you know us as individuals.
Oh, God.
My
Father
God,
God,
Jesus,
I pray tonight for families that are going through difficulties at this time,
Hallelujah.
Lord. the Edwards family, the Palmer family, and many other families are bereft because of they have lost their loved ones. Father God, we pray you give strength. You said in your word, Lord, you will comfort those who mourn. And so tonight, Lord, we believe that your comforting arms are around us.
Around us, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
because you are sufficient. And you are able. And Lord, you don't make mistakes. Things happen because you are, you originated and you are in it. So God, who are we to question you?
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Your will be done, Lord.
That you give us peace, even in our bereavement.
Lord.
Father God, tonight I pray for this platform.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord, for Brother Everton.
Oh, God.
We pray that you'll continue, Lord, to minister to him. Continue to use him, Lord.
Yes,
and Lord,
Jesus.
You are the one who can change things.
Jesus.
You can mix up things. You can turn things around.
Yes,
so
Lord.
We thank you, God, that you are the God who knows all things. And we are not doing things for ourselves, Lord. We are doing it for your glory. We pray for the partner ministry as well, God.
Yes,
some of
Lord.
Us are not able to be on it on Thursdays because we have other commitments. But Lord, you said
Jesus,
the word should be preached everywhere.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, for the different platforms we have so that
Hallelujah.
We can spread the gospel, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, we continue to do it by texting, by talking, and doing the different things, Lord, that we are able to do. We may not be able to go to missionary lands far away, but God, we are here, and we are trying to do what you have told us to do, to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Because you have given us the commission, Lord, to go into the world and preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Everyone. So tonight, God, we thank you for this platform.
Thank you.
And Lord, as we are about to leave each other on this platform, we pray that your presence will go with us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
To our different homes and wherever we are. We know we are in different states, probably in different countries. God, we could just commit everyone to you now.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Father, in the name of the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we believe that you hear us. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us now and forevermore.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Grant. Amen. And with that, we close our broadcast for this evening. And live the life. Tell others. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, far away, that Jesus.
Christ.